This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Warriors Wrap-Up. I'm Matt Steinmetz, and the Golden State Warriors keep on trucking. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight 115-102 at Oracle Arena. That's their 11th consecutive victory. They're now 15-2. That's the best record in the NBA. And your squad is rolling, people. Tonight they got a win despite playing without Draymond Green, without playing Ian Clark. It doesn't matter. They beat a young Timberwolves team, and they beat them pretty soundly, pretty convincingly. It wasn't a blowout like they've had many times in the recent past, but it was a good, solid victory. The game was never really in doubt, and they were in control the whole way. The one thing we saw tonight, the Golden State Warriors are a different team without Draymond Green. They're not as good. They're not as good. I think that's apparent. They're still darn good, but they ain't as good. And the reason is Draymond Green does so many things that show up in the box score, that don't show up in the box score. He complements this team in a way that's hard to quantify. And yet, when you're watching the Warriors and he's not out on the floor, you can tell what I'm talking about. 888-957-9570 is the number. The text line, 888. I'm sorry, there it is. Bad start for Steinmetz. Turning the ball over early. Although Curry had six turnovers, so I'm allowed one or two. The phone line, 888-957-9570. The text line, 95795. And you can hit me up on Twitter at SteinmetzNBA. Here's what I was thinking as I'm watching tonight's ballgame. They're not only very different without Draymond Green, but I think of their big four players, not having Draymond Green will impact them the most. If Curry misses a game, if Klay misses a game, if Durant misses a game, I think that can be overcome. But when Draymond misses a game, to me, it has a bigger impact than any of those other three guys. And the reason I say that is this. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, at their core, in their heart, are scorers. That's what they do best. They put the ball in the basket. Can they do other things? Absolutely. We saw tonight Kevin Durant had, what, six blocks? Six blocks tonight for... Is that right? Let me see the block shots. Kevin Durant had six blocks. So can these guys do other things? Absolutely. But what they do best is score. Draymond Green, the things he does best are not score. They're everything other than scoring. So when Draymond Green is out, you miss all those things that he does, that the other players, they may do, but it's not what they do best. Can Steph Curry make plays? Of course he can make plays. Can Kevin Durant defend? Of course he can defend. Has Klay Thompson become a terrific all-around player? Absolutely. But the bottom line is, Curry is a 30-point scorer. Durant is a 30-point scorer. And Klay Thompson's a 25-point scorer. So if you miss one of those guys, you still have two scorers and Draymond Green. You'll still have Draymond Green to defend, to rebound, to be the inspirational leader, to be the heart and soul, to pass, to take on the best offensive player on the defensive end. So when Draymond isn't there, you lose something out of all different kind of categories. You lose something in a lot of different aspects of the game of basketball. If you play without a Curry, if you play without a Clay, if you play without a Durant, the thing you will miss most is scoring. Now, with Curry, you're going to miss some playmaking. With Durant, you're going to miss some playmaking and some assisting. We know that. But in terms of being an all-around player, nobody can touch Draymond Green on this team. And you wonder why tonight they had less than 30 assists? A big reason was because Draymond Green didn't play tonight. And he is a facilitator for this team. By the way, I got a big pet peeve, and I'm going to want your feedback on it. I talked a little bit about it last game. This concocted 13 straight games of 30 or more assists that the 1988-89 Charlotte Hornets had. The Warriors have had 10 straight games with 30 or more assists. And apparently the record was 13 consecutive games with 30 or more assists. Well, let me tell you how this works, people. The Warriors play 5 or 6 games where they have 30 assists or more. And somebody in the Warriors organization says, wow, that's 5 or 6 games with 30 plus assists. I wonder who's had 30 or more assists in the most amount of consecutive games. It's not a handy statistic. It's not like Wilt Chamberlain's 100. So you make a phone call to the Elias Sports Bureau, which is a stats company, and you say to them, hey, what's the record or what's the most amount of times a team has had 30 or more assists in consecutive games? And Elias says, how the hell do we know? But then Elias, because it's what they do, they research it. And they've come up with, back in 1988-89, the Charlotte Hornets. They might have been the Bobcats back then. I can't even remember. And you know why we can't remember? Because they were an expansion team. They went 20-62. But for whatever reason, they had 13 straight games with 30 or more assists. So for the last 3 or 4 games, all I'm hearing about, are the Warriors going to get 30 assists? Are they going to catch the Hornets? Are they going to set the record? There is no record. There is no record. And I'm going to take it one step further. It's a bad thing to go after. I know on first thought, you're thinking, well, it's great. It's great. Let's try to get 40 or 50 assists. And the other day after the game, I heard Steph Curry say, you know, I'm talking to my dad. We're coming for his record. And I laughed. It was funny. And he meant it tongue in cheek. He wasn't taking it seriously. But the fact of the matter is, if you're a basketball team and you start thinking about, hey, we got to get assists. We got to get assists. You know what that's a recipe for? That's a recipe for getting too cute. That's a recipe for overpassing. That's a recipe for trying to do things that you don't normally do. The assists are going to come. The Golden State Warriors are an offensive juggernaut, okay? The assists are going to come. You don't need to go after a concocted statistic that nobody ever heard of 10 days ago. So in a way, I'm glad they only had 25 assists tonight. Because that's the worst thing that can happen to a basketball team if winning is the most important thing. Players now can go assist hunting, they can go rebound hunting, they can go point hunting. None of it's any good. None of it. So there's my little rant as the Warriors win tonight without Draymond Green, who in my mind is this team's heart and soul. And it was proven tonight. The Warriors win tonight 115-102. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. By the way, Tom Thibodeau is a hell of a coach. I'm not sure if he's the best coach for this team right now. I mean, he's pretty uptight. He's pretty uptight, and that's a pretty young team. So let's see if it works out with him. But, boy, he looked like, he looked like he was having root canal for most of the game tonight. But other than that, the two stars, the three stars, picking up the slack for Draymond Green. Steph Curry with 34. Ho-hum, 13 for 19 from the floor, 4 for 8 from three-point range. Kevin Durant, 10 for 17. Klay Thompson, 9 for 17. I mean, you want to talk about efficiency. Those three guys put it all together tonight. And they did it without Draymond Green. And they win their 11th in a row. 15 and 2. And you know what that means? They're on pace for 72 or 73 wins. They don't even want to get last year's record. They don't even want to get to 73 wins, and they may end up getting it. That's how good this team is. 888-957-9570 is the number. The text line 95795. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls and we'll get into it. You're listening to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Warriors Wrap Up. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Matuia the steal feeds Curry. Curry wants to run. Bounce pass Thompson. Right side three. Got it! And the Wolves want time.
That is Tim Roy on the call. The Golden State Warriors win their 11th straight game tonight. They beat the Timberwolves 115-102 at Oracle Arena. They're now 15-2. And the big three got it done without Draymond Green. Stephen Curry, 34. Kevin Durant, 28. Klay Thompson, 23. Durant, this guy's good. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 6 block shots. Rim protection? Rim protection? You want to talk about rim protection? Warriors don't need rim protection. They might, but man, this team got it going tonight. 888-957-9570 is the number. I still think they're going to need Draymond Green. I think they benefited tonight by playing a young team that's really trying to find themselves. It's a young team, athletic. They got a coach who's unbelievably defensive-minded, and it seems like a lot of their players, their heads are spinning around like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. They don't really seem to know at times what's coming or what's going. All right, let's go out to the phones. And you guys know when we go out to the phones, it is brought to you by Nations Giant Hamburgers. Keep it real, make it Nations. And I got to tell you, my boy David Feldhaus telling me Nations does have excellent pies. I mean, you know, sometimes they slide that pie thing on the ad, and I'm thinking, come on, who's getting a pie at Nation's Burgers? But Feldhaus is telling me the pies are off the chain. All right. The apple. You like the apple pie, huh? It took Feldhaus 5 seconds to say he loves the apple pie. All right. You know what? I'm going to Nation's. I'm going to try a burger and a pie. Let's go to Matt. Matt is leaving the game at Oracle. What's up, Matt? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. The game was incredible tonight.
Yeah, the Warriors, very efficient. Very efficient.
I couldn't believe it. I'll confess that I have Karl Anthony Towns on my fantasy team, and I was certain that with Draymond out, he was just going to have a night and a half, but Looney stood his ground just time and time again. I love to see that out of him.
Yeah, Looney, let's see. Looney's numbers, 18 minutes, 6 points, 3 rebounds, but he's not in there to score. He's not in there to score. He's in there to defend and to either rebound or keep his man off the board. So you're absolutely right. Karl Anthony Towns had 12 in the first quarter. He finished with 18, so he didn't hurt the Warriors tonight.
No, he's definitely capable of a lot more. that, the young guys, and then hopefully we get to see Damian Jones soon. I'm just so pumped for this team.
Well, I mean, if you're a Warrior fan, there's no reason not to be pumped. I mean, they've won 11 in a row. They're 15-2. I mean, you know, every day after the game, I come on here and we talk about how good this team is. And tonight they're missing Draymond Green, who's a monster part of what they try to do. They still won the game. I didn't think they looked quite as fluid as they have in the past, but it doesn't matter. They won by double digits at home.
Yep, W is a W. Take it on the second night of a back-to-back, huh?
That's true. Thanks a lot for the call, Matt. Appreciate it. Minnesota also was on the back-to-back. Here's another thing that I think happens. Where was Minnesota last night? Phoenix? They beat the Phoenix Suns last night. I'll tell you what, if you're playing the Golden State Warriors and you got the Warriors, it doesn't matter. First game of a back-to-back, second game of a back-to-back. But for this case in point, let's say tonight they're playing the Warriors in the second game of back-to-back. You win that first one? I mean, you're rolling into Oakland and saying, all right, let's give it a shot, but we got the one we needed. We beat Phoenix last night. And look at this from Daryl in Oakland. Nations does have some great pies. And apparently the banana cream. The banana cream.
Banana cream always a favorite, of course. And then
yes.
The apple.
You know what? I got to tell you, the banana cream. Do they have any... they have like a chocolate mousse? They got any chocolate?
I'm sure they do, yeah.
Tell you what, I've been saying, I've been hearing the commercials about the pies. I shouldn't say this, but I've been a little skeptical that the pies have just kind of been thrown on there to make it sound like they're giving you a quality dessert. I thought it was all about the burger, but apparently they're going to get you fed and they're going to give you the sweet afterwards. So... we have our sponsors for a reason, and one of the reasons is because Nations can make some pies, too. Let's go to Lee in Santa Clara. Lee is part of our starting five. He doesn't come off the bench. He's one of our go-to guys on the Warriors wrap-up. What's up, Lee?
Hey, Sonny. Happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, same to you. Hey, you want to hear how I spent my Thanksgiving Thursday?
Absolutely.
I was in bed 24 straight hours. That's a fact. We had something going through the family. Oh, I was shivering. I was freezing cold. I was sick as a dog. But I'm back now. But
well, you sound like you got the strength of 10 men tonight.
Ah, thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Kevin Durant turned in what I think is his best game as a Warrior tonight. And I just took a look at his stats. And the guy is basically, for a decade, you know, 28 points. 8 rebounds, 5 assists. I mean, he's just a machine, and he's exactly at that level this year. So he hasn't dropped at all. He's fit in perfectly. And what happened, you know, as you know, Draymond just scores a little bit less, but he's doing everything else. So this whole super team thing, the pieces just are fitting together beautifully. And you kind of stole my thunder in one comment you made a little earlier. They're on pace to win 72 games.
I know.
Nobody's talking about it, which is great. You know,
well, they will. We will be soon. I've been talking about it, but now I know what you're saying.
Yeah, they're still flying under the radar a little bit because of that, you know, that opening loss and then the embarrassment to the Lakers. But I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So,
hey, real quick, before you ask me that question, the thing you forgot about Durant is he's shooting 57% from the floor this year. Or I think that's what he was coming in. And for his career, he was a 49 or 50% shooter. So, I mean, that's where he's raising his game, too. He's becoming even more efficient. His points are the same, but he's taking less shots to do it. I mean, he's been unreal. He really has.
Yeah, he's better than I expected. And I'm actually more impressed by his defense, too. I thought he was, you know, not quite James Harden lazy, you know, on defense, but... the guy, I mean, he's got length. I mean, blocking shots tonight like crazy. I think he's totally bought into everything that the Warriors are telling him to do. It's great to watch.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. And this team's starting to roll, to tell you the truth. I mean, you don't need me to tell you that, but they are.
Yep. So let's assume that Draymond's injury is no big deal and, you know, Ian's injury no big deal. Right now, do you think this team is better than last year's team?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I would say no, they're not better at the same point they were last year. In other words, through 17 games. I thought they were better last year. But I think probably come June they're going to be better, if that makes any sense. That's kind of a little political way to say it, but it's really hard to measure. But that's the way I would measure it. Because I seem to remember watching them get off that 24-0 start last year. I mean, I was like, man, this team, they can't be beat. And the one thing I'll say about this year is at least we've seen them get beat twice. I mean, and got beat soundly twice. So it's in there for them to get beat. And last year at this time, I mean, they were 17-0. But I think they have the capability to be a better team than last year come the playoffs, because I think offensively they have another level that they're going to get to. And defensively, if they slip, it's not going to be dramatically.
Yeah, it still feels to me that they've got room to improve, which kind of sounds ridiculous if you've been watching the last, 10 games. So anyways, I'll hang up now. Great talking to you, and I'll listen to the rest of the show here.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Oh, boy. So I am clueless when it comes to nations. Mark Ibanez, the great Mark Ibanez from KTVU. He's texting me, calling me out. He's saying, come on, Matt, everyone knows the Bay knows nations pies are scrumptious. He likes the pumpkin. My man Ibanez likes the pumpkin. And my gal Charlene, who stage manages for the Warriors and Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area, she likes the chocolate cream and custard. Where have I been? I've only been out here 27 years. Still haven't figured it out, I guess.
We could have a Warriors wrap-up party at Nations. We'd get you out, Matt.
You know what? Maybe we could do some live wrap-up shows from there.
Good. Get some free pies in here, too. It'd be nice.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to take my Nations enthusiasm to the next level. That's apparently what I need to do. Let's go out to the Warrior in Texas. Haven't heard from the Warrior in a while. What's going on, Warrior?
And the Warrior's excited. I took a little time off after the June 19th run or the defeat. I was actually in Denver watching that game on my computer, and it still stings today.
What, game seven?
Game seven, yes, sir.
Okay.
Still feeling it. The thing I like about the Warriors this year is you don't have to ask when Andrew Bogut's going to get hurt, whether he's going to get, whether it's going to be a collapsed lung, a bull eye, a bruised shin. And you go back, and I've looked at that game like five or six times. Ezeli was absolutely horrible. It was a terrible decision to bring him in the fourth. But looking at this year's team, I don't see any holes.
Warrior.
I
Warrior, you got it. You got to let it go, my man. I mean, you got to enjoy. They're 15-2. The Bible says this too shall pass. I mean, we've got to move on. It's a new year. You can't live in the past.
That'll never pass. That sting as a fan. Like I said, I've been a fan since back in the days when Al Attles was cleaning the floor with people, like a Zamboni machine. But I can't. I mean, the season, I feel good. But for the first time in my life in any sport, I never felt like it. And I'd always say that, like, the regular season doesn't
right.
matter, and I could get excited. But that loss just stung. I hate, I don't want to say hate, but
hate.
I can't wait to, play the Cavs. I hate the Cavaliers. I hate Love. I hate LeBron. I hate everything about Cleveland. And that's why I'm glad that their football team sucks. I'm glad they got beat by Chicago. I just can't wait till Christmas Day, because while the rest of people are waiting for Santa, I want to wait to see LeBron. And I'm almost feeling that LeBron won't play that game just because he's
easy. Come on now. Hey, let me, Warrior. And you're a friend of the show. You're a friend of the station. We love you. Let me give you one little piece of advice. If I were you, would head to Nation's Giant Hamburgers. Maybe try the little strawberry cheesecake. Little strawberry cheesecake, maybe a little cherry cheesecake. And I'm getting some pecan pie, maybe. What do you think?
You're late to the party. You're late to the party. Warrior knew all about Nations.
All right.
Thanks to my good friend Vince Catronio and
Vince.
And Ken Korak.
Okay, yeah, Vince and Ken are great guys. All right, Warrior. So listen, anyway, listen. It's only positive tonight. Only because I ran it a little negative for about 6 minutes early, but Warrior. I'm not one to give advice, but in this case, I will. You gotta let it go, man. You gotta let it go. You can only grow once you let it go. That's what I say. All right, thanks, Warrior. Don't be a stranger. What do you want to do here? You want to take Khaled? We'll take Khaled. What's up, Khaled? He's leaving Oracle like he always is. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Steiny. How you doing, my man?
I'm a little wound up tonight, to tell you the truth. Apparently, you know, about 3 years ago, I passed a threshold, Khaled. I had 3 years ago, I had been out on the West Coast for more than half my life. You know what I mean? I moved out here when I was about 25, now I'm 52. Let me tell you, Khaled, I'm a young 52, though. But you know what I'm saying? Now I can say I'm a West Coast guy. But apparently, I didn't know about the Paisit Nations. And tonight, I've found out about the Paisit Nations. So,
let me tell you this, Tony. Do you like coconut?
No, I don't. I don't at all.
Okay, then. If you did, the coconut cream pie there is phenomenal.
So do they have like
too late.
They have like 20 different kinds of pies?
Yeah, you know what? They've got all different types. They've got seasonal pies. They've got all a bunch of them. You can go in there and just get floored because you can get it. You can get a small slice. You can get a large slice. Or you can buy the whole pie. And that's one of the coolest things to be able to. They're open on Christmas. They're also open on Thanksgiving. So if you're going to a party and you need to go and get something good, a nation's pie is always something that you can go and pick up and bring along with you over there. Their pies are legit. You'd really like them.
Thank you very much. You know what? This just tonight has now helped me become even a better Californian / West Coast Bay Area guy. So it's been all good. What do you think about those Warriors tonight?
You know, it was a fun game to watch because I'll tell you, the brilliance of Kerr shows up in games like this. You know, they're on the back end of a back-to-back, so were the Timberwolves. But Kerr did his best to continue to minimize the minutes of his starters by bringing in guys in combinations that really, you know, kind of mess with the ebb and the flow of the game. You know, he could have stuck with his starters a little, you know, longer if he wanted to. He could have played Steph, Clay, Durant, Zaza, and all those guys as much time as he wanted to. But, I mean, Anderson Varejao came in early.
You didn't like that, though, I'll bet.
You know what? I didn't mind it. You know, it's because, you know, Varejao came in. Zaza was having a little bit of a tough time. So he brought in, you know, Anderson for a little bit of energy to pester those guys and kind of fluster them. And the first thing, what's he do? He comes in and gets fouled and kind of slows things down. And I mean, Anderson's in there for a very particular reason when he gets in. It's to bring in some energy and, you know, take a flop here and there, which
right.
You know, people like or dislike. But I thought Kerr did a brilliant job being down two of his principals. He was down one of his main starters, and he was down Ian Clark, which is a primary backup. And he kind of pieceworked everything together to make sure that our starters didn't have to, you know, expend themselves, you know, before the game coming up on Monday. And, you know, I didn't look at the minutes, but I don't think any of those guys played any monster minutes this game, even though they were down those two guys. And it just tells you how great a coach that we've gotten Kerr and his ability to be able to know his roster and be able to minimize those minutes, knowing that we've got a big game coming up on Monday.
Yeah, you know, I do like that. You know, I'm not a huge Varejao guy, but the fact of the matter is the Warriors are darn good. And why not throw Varejao out there for 4 or 5 minutes, keep him in the mix? You can go to McGee later, which he did, and McGee ended up contributing. But that's the other thing I think that Steve Kerr realizes is it's not the be-all and end-all to give somebody a little bit of playing time just to keep them in the mix. And I think that's what he did tonight with Varejao.
He did. I mean, I think the only big that didn't come in was McAdoo, which is pretty telling because it looks like, I mean, it's, you know, and I hope, you know, I hope I'm wrong because I like McAdoo, but, you know, I don't know how much you know, he's going to really be able to contribute to the team. But when Damian Jones comes, one of those bigs is going to go. And it's either going to be Anderson, it's either going to be Varejão, or it's going to be McAdoo. Those other bigs that we've got on the roster are going to go nowhere. And, you know, Damian Jones actually had himself at least a relatively decent night with 13 minutes the other night in D-League. I'm not really worried about this team too much. You know, I think, with the Warrior from Texas talking earlier about the sting of what happened last year, but, you know, you got to take one on the chin sometimes to be able to get, you know, the catch of the year.
Yeah. And
getting Kevin Durant made this team a hell of a lot better, in my opinion, especially come June.
Yeah, I think you're right, Khaled, and thanks for the call. As always, appreciate it. That's my main man, Khaled, who gets out there to a lot of Warrior games and has great perspective. This is from the 408. A 10-minute pie conversation on the Dubs post game. Oh, you know it. Oh, you know it tonight. Yeah. And it hasn't quite been 10 minutes. We're having a little fun with Nation's Burgers, Giant Burgers. And don't forget the pies. My man here says they'll get a burger, a milkshake, and a pie. You can't go milkshake and pie. I mean, come on. You can't go milkshake and pie. I mean, you better be a marathon runner to go milkshake and pie. All right, when we come back, we're going to go back out to Oracle Arena. We're going to hear from our man John Dickinson. We'll hear from Steve Kerr. And if you want to jump in and hit me up on the phones, now's the time. 888-957-9570. You're listening to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
The Warriors Wrap-Up continues on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
McGee screens. Curry catches, fakes, flyby, off the dribble, rotates to Durant, deflected. Durant gets it 3 seconds, 2 seconds, takes a dribble, it's a three. Got it! At the horn! Kevin Durant with the triple! About a 27-footer for Durant. And the Warriors go up by 8 after being down by 6. A 26-12 push for Golden State. And 7:41 to end the half.
Welcome back, everybody, to Warriors Wrap-Up. That's Tim Roy on the call. And the Golden State Warriors winners tonight over the Minnesota Timberwolves, 115-102. That's 11 straight for the Warriors. And they are 15-2 overall. They have the Atlanta Hawks coming in Monday to Oracle Arena. Tonight's Keys to Victory brought to you by American Express, the proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Kevin Durant, what can you say that hasn't been said? How about this? 6 blocks tonight to lead the Golden State Warriors' defensive effort. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 6 block shots. You got to be kidding me with how good this guy is. We knew he was good. I don't know that we knew he was this good. Kevon Looney, first start. He scores 6 points. He's a plus 8 in 18 minutes. All in all, a very nice job by Kevon Looney. He's doing what he needs to do. He stays in his lane. I like him. And let's see. Key to victory number. Look at JaVale McGee. Little by little. Showing more and more. JaVale McGee tonight with 8 points and 5 rebounds in 11 minutes. He's starting to contribute for the Golden State Warriors, and quietly they are filling that center position by committee. All right, let's go out to Oracle Arena where we're going to hear from Steve Kerr in the coach's interview brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play at Oaks.
Well, I mean, the only thing we told him before the game was that we were going to ask him to guard Towns at times. We knew Loon could do a good job and that he would start on him, but we told Kevin that he'd have some minutes on Towns, and I didn't say anything else about, you know, you got to do this or that. He's a basketball player. He knows the game. He knows what's going on and knows what is needed from him. So, yeah, I thought he was spectacular, other than that little – drop pass underneath our own basket that I jumped him for, but he was phenomenal. He was talking to the ref. He just dropped the ball behind him to Steph. It was an interesting pass, but it was probably his lone mistake of the game. But I thought he was fantastic.
Do, Do people, I don't know, underrate or just not know how strong he is because of, you know, how long and lopey he can kind of look driving, but, you know, in the post against a guy like Towns, how he can kind of hold his own?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's playing more for us than he did in Oklahoma City from what I can remember. He's guarding some bigger guys, and he's capable of doing it. He showed that tonight.
Steve, it looked early on, it looked a little clunky out there, but yeah. Late in the first quarter, I think early second, things start to change a little bit. What do you think were the keys to that change?
Well, we actually started out the game really well. We had, I think, 5 assists right away. We were moving the ball, and then we stopped moving it for whatever reason. And I think mainly it's just not having Draymond out there. It kind of changed our rotation, but it changed the ball movement and the force that we play with. He's handling the ball so often for us. You take him out of there, and it changes things. So we needed to get the ball moving again. I thought JaVale helped change the game the last 3 minutes of the second quarter. We got a couple lobs to him, and that seemed to open the game up a little bit. And then, obviously, Steph went nuts and did his thing.
Did you get what you were looking for out of Looney in this start tonight?
Yeah, Looney was great. Gave us the minutes we wanted. Excellent defense. He's just a guy who has a good feel for the game. He's a good rebounder. He understands NBA defense. You know, he stays high with his hands, and he doesn't bite on pump fakes. And he just does a good, solid job out there, and I thought he was great.
Hey, with this team and the addition of Durant, people expect, at least the locals, expect a big win every night. One satisfying, you don't care how.
Well, I mean, that's the goal, but we are interested in the process and what we're doing, because we know when the games in the spring come, we know what it takes. You know, we've been there the last 2 years and succeeded once and failed last year ultimately, but we've felt what the games are like in the playoffs, and so you try to prepare for all that in the regular season. And so you focus on the process. You try to win the game, but you focus on the things you know you're going to have to get better at.
Sort of a follow-up to my previous question, but on defense, it looked like they locked in a little bit tighter after that early going, that first quarter there. Specifically, you got it from Kevin, but, yes, also from Andre and from even Zaza, which, you know, he did some things on defense that don't always stand out. But tonight he did some things that stood out. What did you see there from those guys in terms of the group effort on defense?
Well, I thought Minnesota hit a lot of tough shots early in the game. And we weren't that disappointed at halftime. They weren't making threes. They were making a lot of long twos. They made a lot of tough shots. And I think any time you play against a team coached by Tibbs, it's just going to be a grind. You're not going to break free and win easily. They're going to, you know, every possession matters. And so to be up 7 or 8, whatever we were at halftime, was fine. We felt good about the way we played. Second half, I thought, a lot of the shots that they made in the first, they couldn't continue to make. And so we were pretty solid defensively most of the night.
So, given that back-to-back night games, were you expecting more from the bench contribution?
Well, without Ian and Draymond, it was, our bench was thinned out, but we did get a lot of good contributions. And, we played, 6 people off the bench, pretty significant minutes, and I was very happy with their contributions.
You know, JaVale got those 2 baskets late in the second quarter, but it seemed just like his general hustle during that stretch. I mean, it looked like he was running a 40-yard dash every time you guys got a possession. I mean,
no, he's fast. And
you were looking for that kind of energy, I think, that wasn't there.
Yeah. I mean, JaVale gives us that burst of speed. It's a different look, and obviously the ability to throw the ball up in a lob, and which helps our spacing quite a bit. And we decided to give Anderson the first look, just because we felt like the matchup was pretty good, and I thought Anderson did a nice job. But JaVale changed the game with his speed and his leaping ability to catch the lob.
Is he getting to the point with how consistently he's kind of contributing that he's not? It's not as much a matchup based thing, but you almost got to get him on the floor at times.
Yeah. He's. Every night. I mean, every time we've called on him, he's done a nice job, and so he's probably earning more consistent minutes. And he's a pro. I mean, he's he never complained early in the season when we weren't playing him, and he kept working. And his minutes have been sporadic, but he never complains. He just plays, and the guys really enjoy playing with him too.
How'd you like the offensive spacing with Looney at the four? And he didn't play a ton at the four, but I know he got some more minutes there. And could you see yourself playing him at the four based on what you saw out tonight?
Well, I think he's not going to be a floor spacing four. He's a more traditional four in terms of his size and strength. But not really a low post player, but he's a good passer, so we can put him in the low block and have him pass. He can make an occasional jump shot. But again, if he's playing with a center, those two guys are really interchangeable, and I don't get too caught up in whether I call him a four or a five. But he's very different from from Draymond. He's very different from KD. And obviously we play those guys at the four so we can space the floor. We don't get the same spacing with Kevon, but we get a lot of solid basketball. And so I would say anytime Draymond is going to miss a game, Looney will start for us at the four because we feel very confident in his ability.
That's Warriors coach Steve Kerr addressing the media after the Warriors' victory tonight over the Minnesota Timberwolves, a 115-102 victory. And Steve Kerr and all guests sound better on JBL headphones and speakers, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors and 95.7 The Game. When we come back, we're going to head out to Oracle Arena and talk to our very own John Dickinson. You're listening to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Warriors Wrap Up. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Curry between the circles, high dribble, takes it left side to the hash mark, takes the three off the dribble. Are you kidding me? Gallista didn't even think in his wildest dreams that Curry would take that shot. Batuya the steal feeds Curry. Curry wants to run, bounce past Thompson, right side three, got it! And the Wolves want time.
Welcome back to Warriors Wrap-Up. Matt Steinmetz along with you. And the Golden State Warriors win their 11th in a row, a 115-102 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves at Oracle Arena. And right now it's time to head down to the floor, brought to you by Walnut Creek Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, where savings is simple, online at walnutcreekjeep.com, where we're going to bring in our very own JD, John Dickinson. What's going on, John? How you doing, man?
Matt, how are you? It's nonstop Warriors and NBA coverage for you and I on this Saturday today after Thanksgiving on the holiday.
Yeah, just give me some impressions about tonight's game. What you saw out there in the Warriors' first game this year without one of their starters, Draymond Green.
Well, it looked like it was going to be real good from the start. They get off to that 12-4 run. They were really moving the ball. Had five assists early in the game. They were shooting lights out. Both teams really were. But then when the Warriors went to the bench, it seemed to get out of sorts, and Minnesota stayed hot, and they were able to kind of get out to a lead. But the game changed there just before halftime. The Warriors with a big run to extend to an eight-point lead. JaVale McGee, he's the guy that everybody's kind of been clamoring to see more from. And we saw more from JaVale McGee tonight, and he really helped the Warriors toward the end of that second half. And Steve Kerr credited him for kind of helping change the game. So you look at McGee's night overall, the 4-for-5, block shot, he's a plus 11. He was in the mix among those that were able to help the Warriors team kind of make it through. And I thought Kevin Durant, his complete game with the block shots, with the assists, with the rebounds, and of course he's going to give you that quiet 28 and efficient, shooting over 50%. But I thought his defense tonight and his length was really on display, and obviously the six block shots go to prove that out, but he was guarding Karl Anthony Towns at different points of the game and did a nice job.
The one thing I thought, without Draymond Green, I think when you're missing a player who's important, you can do it for a couple games or one game, maybe a couple games, and it might not reveal itself, but over the course of time it will. And what I mean by that is I'm looking at tonight's game, and Kevin Durant shoots 10 for 17. Klay goes 9 for 17. Steph goes 13 for 19. From three-point range, those three stars go 11 for 21. And that's kind of where I stop looking at that point, because that type of shooting makes up for Draymond Green not being there, in my mind. I mean, all three of those guys are efficient, and if all three of them are efficient in the same game, forget about it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we talked about the fact that the Warriors should be able to win this game with their offense. Now, they did get some defensive contributions from McGee, from Durant that we mentioned. I mean, it wasn't, you know, they had stretches where they were pretty good defensively. You know, Kevon Looney, I thought, held his own. Even Pachulia early in the game did a decent enough job for what he's being asked to do. But the Warriors were able to win this game, essentially, with their shooting and with their offense. And Minnesota's not been a good defensive team. They're a team that's had some pretty terrible third quarters. And you look at the story of their season, it was that third quarter where the game got out of hand, went from an 8-point game, you know, all the way up to a 17-point game at the end of the third quarter, and that really changed everything. So it was sort of the Warriors just doing what they do and kind of waiting for things that have plagued the Timberwolves to plague them again, and that's exactly what happened, and it all adds up to a Warriors victory in their 11th in a row.
A lot of people, John, had the Timberwolves as an up-and-coming team, maybe a team that, while young, might be able to sneak into the postseason, maybe get one of the top eight spots in the Western Conference. Right now, they're 5-11, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what I see there. I think it could be a tough road for them to hoe when it comes to getting back in this thing and making the postseason.
Well, I was one of those people that thought that they had a real shot at being a playoff team. Now, I didn't think they were going to be a 50-win team just yet, but I saw them as a team that could win in the low 40s, and it looks like the low 40s is going to get you in the Western Conference. The problem for the Timberwolves is they're 5-11, and 5-11 adds up to about 26, 27 wins, and that's far from 40. Now, are they this bad? I don't think they're this bad, but they're digging a hole, and they're digging a hole to a point where, you know, you can easily, you know, just kind of be a little better than they are now. But unless you're really going to have a winning streak, unless you're really going to have an extended stretch where, let's say, you're 20-10 or 25-15, if you're not going to do that, you're probably going to linger around the mid-30s, even if you play a little bit better, you know, to this point in time than the pace that they've been on. So they don't really have a point guard to me. I think Rubio's not the answer. I mean, I like Levine. I mean, Levine can fill it up. You like Wiggins. You like Towns. But you got to wonder, you know, what exactly are they going to get from the point guard. But they need a point guard that can get everybody in the right spot, that can score a little bit.
I mean,
you know, it's funny. We were talking, they need George Hill. They need George Hill, Matt. We were talking about the Jazz. That's what the Timberwolves need.
I mean, if Ricky Rubio can't do those things, what the hell can he do? Because he can't score.
Well, they need somebody that can make a shot. I mean, it's at least a threat. And you're right. Well, and he doesn't do those things that we were just talking about all that well either, because he's not a threat. I mean, he really isn't a threat. I don't think they have quite enough shooting. You know, Wiggins, you look at Karl Anthony Towns, he takes a few too many jumpers to me. You know, and he was 8 for 21 tonight. You look at Wiggins. Wiggins is a guy that it becomes a volume guy in a lot of nights.
Yeah.
And I think, so that's a problem. Levine ends up taking more shots than anybody. Now, he's been a pretty good shooter. He's really improved. But then you start to wonder just about the shot distribution overall. If Levine's taking more shots than Towns and Wiggins, well, that's almost a problem in of its own right. So I think they almost need to make a trade. If you look, they need to shuffle the deck a little bit, bring in some more, you know, decide who you want to build around. Obviously, Towns, is, and then I think you'd like to have Wiggins there too, but you might have to decide how you want to go about getting players that are going to complement who you really want to build around. So it seems like the rest of the pieces are just, they're just a little bit off. They don't mesh maybe as well as maybe it looked like they had the potential to heading into the season.
I mean, I see that, you know, Georgie Deng had 15 points, but I don't know about him and Rubio in your starting lineup. That's two non-scorers. That puts a lot of pressure on your other three guys. I mean, look, Tom Thibodeau is a darn good coach. We all know that. But I don't know if this is a great team for him to coach. I don't know. There's something there that I'm not crazy about, and I don't know what it really is that I can put my finger on, but I'm not sure I like it.
No, I hear you. And, you know, they made some tough shots early in the game tonight, and then when those shots didn't fall, the Warriors were able to take control of the game. Hey, want to give? We should talk a little about Draymond Green.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah, Andy and Clark. You know, Draymond was kind of walking around, you know, after the game in the hallways and out and about a little bit by the locker room. Didn't get a chance to see Ian Clark tonight. The hope is obviously that they'll be able to go on Monday. But I think that this is going to be a deal where the Warriors are going to probably give it the game on Monday. They aren't going to practice tomorrow. You give it the game on Monday, then he gets a couple of more days off before the Warriors play on Thursday against the Rockets. So you look at the way the schedule stacks up, the Warriors actually aren't going to practice on Tuesday either.
Oh, really?
They've got tomorrow off. They're going to play Monday, and then they're going to take Tuesday off as well, practice Wednesday, and then they'll have the game on Thursday. So I think really this is one of the first times where Steve Kerr's kind of looking at the schedule and saying, all right, it might be time to give an extra day off for everybody to keep them fresh. And I think so that would be that day on Tuesday. Obviously, the back-to-back, you wouldn't have anything going tomorrow. But the question becomes, they're going to play the game on Monday. They're going to have another off day Tuesday with the 2 days in between that game on Thursday. So I think when you look at that schedule, I'd be surprised. I know Draymond Green wants to play, and he probably could play and would have played if this was a playoff game tonight. But in regular season, you've won 11 in a row, you're 15-2, you can take one game off and in essence allow it to give you three more days of rest that you wouldn't have had, and then get ready for the Rockets when they come in on Thursday night.
All right, JD, great stuff. Really appreciate it.
All right, sounds good, Matt. I'm going to go find a cot because, you know, I'll be back out here for the Raider game tomorrow. So, I know, big day for 95.7 the game with the Raiders playing the Panthers as well.
You know where I'm going?
Where are you headed?
I'm going to Nation's Giant Hamburgers and getting myself a pie.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I love it. What's the occasion?
The occasion is I just found out apparently I've been sleeping on Nation's pies.
And I'm tremendous.
And I've been sleeping on it, so I'm going to go that tonight, JD. Have a good one, my man.
All right, you too.
All right, that's my main man, John Dickinson, checking in from Oracle Arena. All right, that is going to do it for the Warriors wrap-up. I would like to thank David Feldhaus, Stephen Langford for their help tonight, and next up, Monday, the Atlanta Hawks tip off at 9:30. Warriors warm-up will be with Damon Bruce at 6, and Tim Roy will have the pregame show at 7. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.